The campaign of one presidential candidate comes right out of his role as an internet activist and Stanford law professor. He was an expert in copyright law, especially tech-related copyrights. If you're still wondering who I'm talking about, you're not alone. Most voters have never heard of Lorenz Lessig. He's polling at less than 1%, which kept him out of the Democratic debate last week. But while Lessig may be obscure to the voting public, he has fans in Silicon Valley. NPR's Laura Seidel reports on his strange journey into presidential politics.
For over a decade, Lorenz Lessig stood at the crossroads of a war between Silicon Valley and Hollywood over copyright laws. As a law professor, he was even part of several remixes made from an appearance on the Colbert Report.
For instance, I'll be very angry and possibly litigious if anyone out there takes this interview right here and remix it with some great dance beat.
That's exactly what this remix is. It's about taking work and building on top of it.
Lessig championed what he saw as a new form of creativity on the internet. YouTube and other online venues filled up with pop music, lip syncs, and remixes. But the entertainment industry started suing people for copyright violations. Lessig fought for a more rational approach. For example, Congress increased the length of a copyright from its original 14 years to longer than a century. Mickey Mouse is still protected by copyright.
For many years, I thought we could battle this by good arguments. And so I wrote 5 books and hundreds of articles and literally 1,000 different lectures around the world.
Lessig says his arguments in favor of copyright reform seem to fall on deaf ears.
Congress unanimously extended the term of existing copyright because millions of dollars were being invested by the owners of the copyrights of Disney and Robert Frost and all these other old copyrights that continued to benefit from this extended term.
One day in 2006, a friend of Lessig's, the late internet activist Aaron Swartz, asked him,
"So why do you think you're ever going to make any progress on these issues you're working on, so long as we have this deeply corrupted political system?" And I said to Aaron, you know, this wasn't my field. And Aaron said, "Yeah, I get it. As an academic, it's not your field. But what about as a citizen?"
In 2009, Lessig left his post at Stanford and moved to Harvard. He turned his attention to campaign finance reform. Lessig believes that despite public opinion, nothing changes because of the money in politics. Take reforming the banks in the wake of the financial crisis. While there's been some reform, Lessig believes it hasn't gone far enough.
When the Democrats talk about taking on Wall Street, you're not going to take on Wall Street and break up the banks so long as Wall Street is the biggest funder of congressional campaigns.
Last year, Lessig raised over $10 million for his May Day Super PAC to support candidates who vowed to reform our campaign finance system. But in 2014, most of his candidates lost. So now he's running for president on a one-issue platform.
I think trying to make the argument it is the number one issue, which if solved would do away with most of our governing problems, is fanciful.
Thomas Mann is a senior fellow at the Brookings Institution who has written extensively about the issue.
Our problems right now are that we have highly polarized parties and midterm elections that routinely produce gridlock. And it isn't money that's gridlocking the system. It's hyper-partisanship.
Lessig says he just wants a chance to make his case before the American people and be included in the Democratic debates. He's even raised more money than some of his rivals, such as former Rhode Island Governor Lincoln Chafee. But so far, polls show Lessig with under 1% of the vote, which means he doesn't qualify. I guess money can't buy everything. Laura Seidel, NPR News.